The doctor indicating history, physical, patient named Jared Colt, C-O-L-T, Colt, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, date of birth 5/5/1955, place, Future Care Charles Village, date of service 10/3/2023, Charles Village, initial history, physical, comprehensive evaluation. This is a 68-year-old male. He was admitted to Shock Trauma Center. He was brought to the Shock Trauma Center. Apparently, the patient was found down by the wife at home with facial trauma, unknown loss of consciousness. He has a baseline and anoxic brain injury. And the patient has the imaging studies done, noted to have subarachnoid hemorrhage and IVH. And he was managed in the Shock Trauma Center with the DDAVP, given for ASA use. Patient vitals mounted. He has a break in the left forehead, laceration in the forehead. He was mounted closely by the Shock Trauma team. The CT scan showed multiple intracranial hematomas, hemorrhages. Patient has previous anoxic brain injury, and wife, the fiance is involved in the care. After stabilization, patient was transferred to the subacute rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, he's not giving any history. He's lying down on the bed and not answering any question properly. Past history, number one, anoxic brain injury, secondly, to cardiac arrest in January 2022, arthritis, chronic back pain, frontal lobe syndrome, headache, QT prolongation, ST ratio, ST elevation, MI, history of cholecystectomy, history of insertion of defibrillator placement, ICD, and allergies, ceftriaxone, vancomycin, RUA system, no headache. No dizziness, no nausea, no vomiting. Detailed underbelly routine because patient is confused, not answering any question. Pulmonary, no shortness of breath, no cough reported. Cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation. GI, no vomiting. Diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain. He's not answering any question properly. Constitutional, no fever, no chills. And medications upon discharge. Tylenol, 500 mg, 2 tablets every 6 hours. Lovinox, 30 mg subcutaneous, twice a day. Nadolol, NADOLOL, 20 mg daily. Quetiapine, 25 mg, half tablet daily. And prepare quetiapine, half tablet at night. And 25 mg half tablet with the lunch. Aspirin 81 mg daily, atorvastatin 10 mg daily, melatonin 5 mg at night, lamotrigine 100 mg BID, allergy, self-test, and vancomycin. Social education, not able to tell, but he has a son and also parents involved in his care. Family situation couldn't tell. Physical exam, patient is awake, lying on the bed, no acute distress. I'm questioning, he's not answering any question properly. Head, no hematoma, eyes and ectaric, no ENA discharge, neck support, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral, clear, no wheezing, heart as nice too, abdomen soft, non tender, bottom positive, extremities. No edema, no cough tenderness. Neuro is awake, confused, and disoriented. Assessment patient is admitted. Subretinal hemorrhage. Next line, STF anoxic brain injury. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, STF cardiac arrest, static post ICD replacement. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Plan of care will continue current medications. While in the hospital, patient was confused. He also known anoxic brain injury. Neurosurgery was consulted with marked left ventral subarachnoid hemorrhage and small amount of interventricular blood. Patient was given Keppra loading dose for 7-day course, and in interval imaging they were stable. Patient home medication resumed. And subsequently, patient was alerted to refer to the seizure clinic. Patient was notably lethargic and his lethargic dose was reduced. Subsequently, he started waking up more. And after stabilization, patient was also noted her pelvic radiograph, very faint transverse dense line noted occurring across the right femoral neck, raising concern for subtle impaction fracture. Orthopedic surgery was consulted. They did not recommend any further imaging and no surgical intervention. Patient has hyponatremia, water restriction was done. Subsequently, it improved to 136. They advised to check weekly BNP. This is the end of the medication. Thank you. We'll continue all his kind of medications. I discussed patient's son and patient fiance who have a decision-making authority, and they both agree for the patient to be DNR, DNI, but to continue current medical management and transfer to hospital if needed. Here, I'm going to discuss with the nursing staff this end of the occasion. Thank you.